Exercise 4. Conventional wars used to involve soldiers who understood the dangers of wars when they joined the army or the navy. This poem was written by Ho Tien during the Vietnam War and shows how even children can get dragged into the atrocities. None of us can even begin to imagine being in the position of this small boy who is forced to look on as his father is killed. It's called Green Beret.
He was 12 years old, and I do not know his name. The mercenaries took him and his father, whose name I do not know, one morning upon the high plateau. Green Beret looked down on the frail boy with the eyes of a hurt animal and thought, "A good fright will make him talk." He commanded, and the father was taken away behind the forest's green wall. "Right, kid, tell us where they are, tell us where, or your father, dead." With eyes now bright and filled with terror, the slight boy said nothing. "You've got 1 minute, kid," said Green Beret. "Tell us where, or we kill father," and thrust his wristwatch against a face all eyes, the second hand turning, jerking on its way. "Okay, boy, 10 seconds to tell us where they are." In the last instant, the silver hand shattered the sky and the forest of trees. "Kill the old guy," roared Green Beret. And shots hammered out behind the forest's green wall and sky and trees, and soldiers stood in silence, and the boy cried out. Green Beret stood in silence as the boy crouched down and shook with tears, as children do when their father dies. "Christ," said one mercenary to Green Beret. "He didn't know a damn thing, so we killed the old guy for nothing." So they all went away, Green Beret and his mercenaries. And the boy knew everything. And he knew everything about them, the caves, the trails, the hidden places and the names. And in the moment that he cried out, in that same instant, protected by frail tears far stronger than any wall of steel, they passed everywhere, like tigers, across the high plateau.